Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's official. Everybody's decided we're going to have Christmas again. Everybody get back in your cars, go home, and do it all over. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next, 120 minutes or so. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in live radio. Here's the key to the show. There's the key. I'll put it in the car and see if it'll start. That's the key. Go ahead. Oh, sorry. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. It's like Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. You can't do much with that one. All rolled up into one eggnog shake. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. It's our devotional diamonds of the day. I got a bunch of them. They're really good. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. Everybody's favorite part of the show. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't because we're kind of cheap and we don't want to pay.
I need about $3.50. How about just $2.50?
I gave him a dollar.
I wouldn't give him a dollar. Humor that would force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? You know, in L.A., they're wondering what we're doing here in San Diego. They're trying to figure out why we have a radio show. Here's my response. Who? Anyway, the review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is, it's certainly closer today than it was yesterday during Christmas, wasn't it? Asking life's questions about life's questions, and at the moment, you know, we got a daily double. Here's the first one. We've got two of them. The second one's a classic, and I've decided for 2013 is one of my favorite. But the first one's kind of a new one. Here it is, a life question that we're trying to answer. Why is an electrical outlet called an outlet when we're always plugging stuff into it? You see? You got to think about those kind of questions. Also, if a man is talking in a forest, not one of my favorites, and there's no woman there to hear him, is he still wrong? That's a legendary classic one right there, folks. Bible trivia for cool yet somehow crummy prizes and sound effects placed at the wrong time which have nothing to do with the show.
Are responsible for delaying my rendezvous with Star Command.
You are a toy!
You are a... That's a good one for Christmas. You are a toy! I like it. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian, doing that thing, and your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Yeah, we got none of that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, and we're going to have fun. Don't you go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
It's Kevin Davis here. The holidays are a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, aren't they, Tracy?
They are, Kevin. But first, you know, I want to let everybody know we just completed our 7th annual Christmas dinner for the military. We had close to 500 people here. It was really terrific. But yes, Kevin, this time of year with families coming into town is a great time to come and see what Monte Vista is all about. You know, when you come and visit us, you'll see the lovely surroundings the residents enjoy, how nice the apartments are, maybe experience one of the activities, and you'll realize this is not a facility. Monte Vista Village is a 65-plus community with customized plans. Some people may want all our weekly maid service, and some may want none. So I hope you'll take the opportunity and come visit us with your family and see what your life could be like at Monte Vista Village. You can reach me at 619-465-1331.
Once again, that number is 619-465-1331. Check out Monte Vista Village. License number 374-600-564.
If you're looking for a successful career, Excalibur Roofing wants to talk with you. You can become part of the Excalibur Roofing team, which operates with a positive family atmosphere. We have positions now available for qualified installers and apprentices who must have a heart to serve others and an openness to learning new skills. You need to have a good driving record and 5 years in roofing or in construction, plus a good attitude. This is a full-time career with training, benefits, and exciting challenges. challenges every single day. If you're excited to be a part of San Diego's most trusted roofing company, then Excalibur Roofing Services has a position for you. Please call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 to apply, or go to excaliberroofing.com and fill out the contact us form on the website. Get your career on top of things with Excalibur Roofing today.
Hey, did you know starting in January, they're going to start building transgender bathrooms in all public schools?
What?
Yeah, it was just passed. It's already started in some of our schools, and that's why I pulled my daughter out of the public school we had her in, and now we've started her at Reformation Lutheran School in Claremont. We wanted her to be in a safe learning environment and get an excellent Christian education as well.
I don't blame you. That's what I want to do. What age does Reformation Lutheran take?
Reformation Lutheran is a K through 8 school, and you know what I love about them most? They have small class sizes. They offer on-site tutoring at no additional cost, after-school care, outstanding athletics, and they're affordable.
If you call Reformation Lutheran in the month of December, they're giving any new family that mentions KPRZ $500 off your child's school tuition for the 2014 school year. Call them today at 858-279-3311 or go to reformationschoolsd.org. That's reformationschoolsd.org.
It really was a huge blessing for us to find Reformation Lutheran.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, Heavenly Talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. You know, RoboPaul. RoboPaul's going to be with me all day today because RoboProducer is taking the day off. We want to give him a big shout-out, hey, RoboProducer. We hope you're having a great time. RoboPaul, I just want to tell you this. They keep trying to change the locks on me. If you notice, every time I come in that they change the locks and the key, the very first key they gave me was completely different. Now the key that works for the door, completely different door.
I keep trying to change the locks?
Oh, is it you? Because I can't imagine that they keep forgetting I'm from Detroit. I don't know how that works. I can't figure out why they can't remember that. It's kind of a bizarre thing. Anyway, this segment brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control and our very own good friend Sue Freeze, also known as the Termite Lady. I haven't done that for a while. That's funny. Her own son suffered from chronic asthmatic symptoms due in part to chemicals in a home. So when she got involved in the realm of pest control and termite control, she decided no bad stuff. So Ecola uses microwave, electrogun, and patented Ecola heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting because they are 30-plus years. 30 years. That's older than RoboProducer. When is your birthday? It's coming up, isn't it?
February.
Okay, it's coming up. $100 off any termite work that you will do the rest of this month and most part of the next month, is my understanding. Also, $50 off any initial pest control. So that right there, that's a smoking deal. $50 off any initial pest control. Great deal right there. Call 800-332-BUGS. That's 800-332-BUGS. You can also go to Ecola Termite, E-C-O-L-A Termite, Ecola Termite. com. Also, keep in mind, Sue has her own show right here on KPRZ on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Inspirational show, not a show about grasshoppers. 800-332-BUGS is the ticket. Let's get right to the heart of the matter. I think I went over in time before I even started, huh? Should I talk about the Christmas? Nah, I got to do it. How do you not do it? I got to talk about my Christmas experience. So get that stuff ready, even though I'm really far behind. So we're going to have to move some stuff around. First of all, Christmas was yesterday. For those that don't know, if you live in another country and you didn't know that it was Christmas, it was Christmas. Great fun. We always sing, my wife and I, our dog's name is Levi. We always sing Levi the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's kind of a joke that we have at the house ever since the dog has been born. So he was just waiting for us to go to bed so he could hook up with Santa and the sleigh. That's what we came up with. Listen to this. The wife's present. Now listen to what I did. Tell me what you think of this. Tell me if you think this is a pretty good idea. I wrapped her present in a FedEx envelope, right? Listen to this. Then I wrapped it in a towel. Okay, so I put it in a FedEx envelope, and then I squished it up, and then I wrapped it in a towel, and I used 100 feet of packing tape. And I wrapped it all around, and there's no way. You put it over her head, she'd be like, it's a hat. You know, there's no way to know because of the towel. So most people wonder, what'd you get your wife? Let me just say it this way. Ready? Okay, here's how I'll define it just real quickly. Ready? This is what I say. When I go out and buy stuff, I go shopping. When my wife goes out and buys stuff, she goes out shopping. And that's what she's doing right now. All right. The big topper for me and the whole experience, the wife had lox, bagels, and cream cheese out for breakfast. Now, that's how you do Christmas, folks. You celebrate the birth of Jesus, Jewish, by the way, and you have lox, bagels, and cream cheese. I can't help it if I've got that connection. Don't get mad at me. The sister-in-law put on an excellent spread for the afternoon. Great food, family games. We played a game called Taboo. You ever heard of Taboo? Ever played that
game?
I
played that.
Okay. So the best line of the whole thing for Taboo was, so the person starts off and goes, it's a giant, and somebody on the team screamed, green bean. I just sat there for about 5 minutes going, how did they come up with green bean? It's a giant green bean. Okay. All right. Additionally, the parents, Noel's folks, came through with the big bonanza of gifts. Great fun. Excellent job. Did a great job. Everybody, will see you next year. I just want to close it up by saying this, and we got a clip to play for you. My family tree was mini and plastic and covered with lights. Many of you asking why. The reason why is this right here.
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la, 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 la.
Oh, that is...
La, yeah. La, 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 la.
You asked for zany, my friend.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. I have got the best producer in the world. I call him robo-producer. That's how good he is. That was hilarious, and he's doing that because I told a bunch of people in the studio that I was going to tell this story, and I only have five or six really good minutes to tell it, or five or four, whatever he's holding up his hand. I want to tell you the truthful story, and Joshua, Jeremiah, and Julianne, my children, will appreciate this, behind the Jewish Christians, one of his first Christmas tree experiences. I was in Colorado. Colorado is a beautiful state in regards to Christmas trees and the snow and stuff. And I was in Colorado, and we applied for a permit, and I got a Christmas tree permit. You ever got one of those Christmas tree permits? A Christmas tree permit. You get a Christmas. So you would go up in the snow in this certain area, and you go with an axe. And you knock down a Christmas tree, and you bring it into your home. So we, being not completely unlike, you know, Christmas Vacation in Chevy Chase and so on and so forth, we got a really big tree, slapped it up on the car. Of course, it scratched the car to no end. And drove to the house. I was staying in a place called Summit Cove, townhouses called Summit Cove in Colorado, for those of you that are familiar with that, in Silverthorne, Colorado. Here's a little hint for those of you that know the state at all. I was about 3 miles away from the Keystone Ski Resort. So there was quite a bit of snow, and remember, I'm Jewish, and I'm trying to follow the Christmas holiday. It's got nothing to do with my Christianity. Jesus is the reason for the season, but Jesus is the reason for every season. I live for the Lord, and every day is a Christian Christmas day as far as that goes. But I did have three young kids at one point. Now they're older. And so I got the tree. Noah, you know what I did with this tree?
What'd you do?
I put it on its back and attempted to bring it into the townhouse.
I can imagine that probably didn't go too well.
Well, first of all, it was about 14 or 15 feet in its height. And in its width, it was 60 or 70 feet wide. So bringing it through the 3-foot entrance was becoming very difficult. So with all of my strength, I'm standing with my feet on the door frame in midair, holding the trunk, trying to pull the tree in. Guess what's not coming in the door?
The tree?
That's good. So the tree is not coming in the door. I'm standing there with all my strength. And I only have a little bit of patience, people. So I took the little axe and decided to cut off a few branches. You ever do this? Cut off a few branches? Now, everybody relax. It's Christmas Story. I'm telling you, it's a true story. I like Christmas. I like the season and so on and so forth. I have no problem celebrating any specific time, picking a time, and we're as close as we can be celebrating the birth of Christ. It's awesome. It's a great time of year. But you're talking about me fighting a tree. And I'm fighting the tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I hack off a few branches. And unfortunately, what I hacked off with the axe wasn't enough, because I was right there again, holding the Christmas tree with my feet on the door, trying to pull it in. Hey, you know what? The Christmas tree was not coming in. So you know what I did? I hacked off a few more pieces. But then, instead of just trying to pull the tree in, I hacked off a few more pieces. By this point, I have decided that Christmas is a pagan holiday that only people who are supporting Christmas presents have created, and Jewish people who believe in Jesus should not be celebrating Christmas, and I'm crashing the tree, and I've got the axe, and I'm crushing it, and I'm going to get this tree in, and you would not believe it, but after doing that for 15 minutes, I still could not get the tree in the house. So I went out there one last time, and I am sure that when Jesus saw me going out there, He was interceding for me, because I sacrificed that tree in every 6-inch allotment possible. Then I threw the little 6-inch pieces into the house one by one. By now, people are going, what's wrong with Dave? He's got like an anger issue. So I'm really upset. The tree has been literally reduced to firewood. So you know what I did, Noah?
You got a different tree. That's
what I
guess.
Into my car and drove to City Market on the corner and bought a tree off the lot that was already entwined and only a foot wide. And I brought
that
tree.
At that point, what about a potted plant?
I brought the tree into the house. That is what I did. It is a true story. There is no denying it. I took out my wrath and my anger on that poor Christmas. If Charlie Brown was there, he'd have had a heart attack right there. Bam. He'd just fallen over. Bam. I couldn't take it. And then what was funnier is after I chopped it all up, then I threw all those pieces in the door just to be able to say, I got the tree in. Then I went to City Market and bought a tree. And I brought that one in. Needless to say, there wasn't a lot for me to say to the children, to the wife, to God, to the neighbors.
Did you search for your blankie?
Let's not bring up sore subjects. That's just hard on me. That's hard on me. How long do we have?
We can break right now, as a matter of fact.
How does that happen? Is this just like the fastest 2 hours?
You're so interesting, Dave.
It's a true story. And I won't even tell you all of the verbiage that took place when that happened. But let's say I am really good at repenting. I'm really good at it. Okay, anyway, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. It was your fault. You turned on the radio. You tuned in. You're listening right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. We're going to be back in a very, 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 very short while. More fun coming.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ. Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here, and I have two questions that have to be answered by everybody that has a retirement plan. First, do you know if you're in the top performing funds within your 401k plan? And second, do you have a risk management strategy for the next market crash? Or do you subscribe to the buy, hold, and pray theory of investing? Well, I personally encourage prayer over all of life's important decisions, but I also think it's important to have an in-place strategy that can answer both of those questions. questions. Managing your 401k plan is not a dress rehearsal, and in my professional opinion, you must implement a risk management plan if you want any chance at all of ever retiring. It could mean the difference between getting there and not getting there. So if you'd like a real plan in place to manage that 401k or IRA account, call me to schedule your complimentary consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, 800-727-PLAN.
Add warmth and comfort to your home. Farrell's Fireside Shop makes energy efficiency beautiful. Upgrade your old gas fireplace unit with a beautiful new wood-burning fireplace. Farrell's Fireside Shop. Fast, local, and affordable. Upgrade your old wood-burning fireplace with an energy-efficient wood-burning insert. Or choose a classic freestanding wood stove to warm and brighten your home. You know, today's newest wood stoves burn just half the wood and make a small fraction of the ash. They add real value to your home. Trust Farrell's Fireside Shop for their experience, expertise, and best local selection of wood, gas, and pellet stoves and hearth accessories from America's great manufacturers. Call them today, 619-441-2755. 619-441-2755. Farrell's Fireside Shop, just north of Interstate 8 on 2nd Street in El Cajon. Warm winter wishes from Farrell's Fireside Shop. Energy savings have never been this beautiful. If you suffer from osteoarthritis and knee, shoulder, or back pain, or the debilitating pain of peripheral neuropathy in your feet and legs, I highly recommend you see the medical doctors at MedCare Specialty Clinics in Carlsbad. As their name implies, they're a true medical clinic with board-certified medical doctors and licensed physical therapists specializing in treating pain. Peripheral neuropathy is a medical condition that should be treated by medical doctors only. They'll make you feel so welcome when you go and see them, and they work to reduce your pain level while helping you regain your mobility and the freedom that comes with it. They accept most major insurance plans, including Medicare. So don't be fooled by fancy ads from non-medical doctors promising pain solutions that rarely work. See the board-certified medical doctors and staff at MedCare Specialty Clinics, 1281 Carlsbad Village Drive in Carlsbad. Call 760-585-9658 to schedule your free assessment today. That's 760-585-9658.
Are you in need of additional monthly income or fast cash for other financial burdens? Well, Tom Cantor, host of the Friendship with God radio program on KPRZ, who's the scientist and CEO of Scantabodies Biologics, has opened in El Cajon, California, one of the largest and most state-of-the-art plasma donation centers in the world, right here at First and Broadway in El Cajon. With your first two donations of plasma, you'll earn $100 and over $250 your first month of donating. Plasma's as easy as giving blood and helps to save lives. To schedule your first visit today and start donating plasma, call us at 619-440-0283. That's 619-440-0283. Or go to scantabodiesbiologics.com. That's scantabodiesbiologics.com for more information. Get that fast cash you need. Donate plasma today. Call us at 619-440-0283.
You can now access all of the world-class care at UC San Diego Health System through Covered California. From top-ranked primary care physicians to leading specialists, UC San Diego Health System, one place has you covered. Learn more at health.ucsd.edu.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. A couple things to tell you off the bat. By the way, that story you heard right at the end, I told it earlier this week. That was actually the story from about a year ago, because when I told the Christmas story like a year ago, I did a better job of telling it. And then this year, when I told the Christmas miracle, I did a better job this year of telling it. So next year, I'm going to use the first year for Christmas tree and the second year from Christmas miracle. And then who knows what else? That's my plan. How's that? What do you think? All right, so you want to know what the weather is like? Stick your head outside the window. That's how you find out. That's what most people do. Traffic, not bad, right? Pretty mellow, pretty good. How you doing, RoboPaul? How you feeling?
I am feeling great. Had a great Christmas with the family.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. This segment, by the way, is brought to you by Zero Res, our good friend Brian Holland. Zero Res uses scientifically proven empowered water instead of chemicals. It's safe for pets, safe for kids, and safe for allergy users. And here's the thing. The techs are prompt, polite, and professional. All you got to do is call 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100. You know they got their special. Two rooms, $99. The 30-day, you got to love it guarantee. If you take a can of food and give it to a food bank, they'll also do 10 feet of hallway. No charge on the honor system. You can also go to ZeroResSanDiego.com to get more information. 858-486-4100. Just remember, if you're wondering, well, does Zero Res really work, Dave? That's who my wife and I use. Okay, so that'll solve that issue right there. Let's see. You want to get a hold of the show? You know, there's many people that want to get a hold of the show. There's many government officials that would like to get a hold of the show. Actually, they'd like to get a hold of me. That's why I move around every couple hours. I don't really sleep in the same place. I go from place to... Ay, ay, ay. That's a joke, folks. Well, didn't you think that was funny? What'd you think?
That was good.
I thought it was good.
I don't sleep in the same bed two nights in a row.
Yeah, well, I don't sleep in the same place for 2 hours. I just go boom, boom, boom. That's basically because I have insomnia. No. I'm kidding, folks. All right, so I was going to start off and do this DDD, which I've just decided in this last second. I'm going to do a DDD on John chapter 7, verse 7, which has to do with understanding that the world hates Jesus because Jesus doesn't mind pointing out the bad deeds that the world does. And then I'm going to talk about the fact that in connected to that, there's a bunch of Sinos. Do you know what a Sino is?
I do not.
It's a Christian in name only. It's a Sino. That whole thing from Rhino and the whole thing from This-O and Bozo and No-No and Wo-Wo, they're all stealing that. It's been Christian and name only arguments for 1,995 years. I mean, come on. What are you guys talking about? So anyway, we're going to talk about Sinos, and then we're going to talk about charlatans and also people that are false prophets in the world today. And then followed up by that and confirming that, we're going to be talking about a story about Jesse Jackson. So we're kind of doing it all together. But before we do that, I'm doing this thing on 2 Corinthians. Why? I don't know, because I feel like that's what the Lord wants me to do. For those of you out there, you should probably listen to this. This is called 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5, and it's under my heading, Spiritual Observations. Could I say that with a word? By the way, how's my voice sound? Does it sound all right?
Sounds great.
Yeah? Can you make me more like a Muppet?
See what I can do.
Okay, let me know. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 through 5, and I'm using... Typically, I will use the NIV, the NAS, the Holman Christian. I'll use New Living Translation, New King James. I don't often use the King James Version, but in this particular text, and I even brought this up with Dr. David Jeremiah, I love the way the King James does the translation on this text, so I'm going to use it. And there's a reason I'm going to use it. Wait till you hear this story. This will blow your mind. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 through 5, and tell me if this applies to you. I want to talk to you about a tactic the enemy's been using this season and coming up this year. You're going to see it a lot. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war against the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So the first thing you get to understand is that even though we're in a war, we don't war the way that people in the flesh war. We don't physically war. So people that advocate violence, they have no biblical understanding whatsoever. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, which means that strongholds are there and we're pulling them down. What are we pulling down? Listen to what it says. Casting down imaginations. Let me tell you something. This is one of the most intense elements of Scripture. It skips by people all the time. Casting down imaginations. You know what that has to do with? That has to do with the fact that we, because we're not Jesus, don't always know what a person is thinking. And when somebody looks at you funny, or you walk by them and they look at you, and instantly in your mind, you're like, well, that wasn't very friendly. Well, that wasn't very nice. Or somebody cuts over from one lane to the other and you're thinking, wow, what a rude driver. Wow, that person has no care for anybody else. Not thinking that person might have done that just absentmindedly because they were spacing out. Even though they shouldn't be spacing out while they're driving, it does happen. And my point is that we have this imagination about why people are doing things or what they're doing. And if you think I'm kidding, just think about the last time you went to church. Think about the last time you went to church and somebody looked at you funny and you thought, what was that all about? Or when you ran into a coworker and they didn't say hi to you and you're like, gosh, they're so unfriendly. All of that has to do with imagination. And it's the enemy that uses that against us, because the enemy is the accuser of the brethren and accuses us to us and others to us. That's why he's the accuser of the brethren. Let me give you a one-minute experience, a minute and a half, that happened to me. One time I was preaching in Flagstaff, Arizona. And I was preaching really hard, and I've mentioned this before, Paul, this whole story. And I was preaching ferociously, and I said, and Jesus Christ is Lord. And this lady shook her head back and forth as going, no. And I was like, getting all like, well, in my church, she's going to say no and shake her head no. And I get up there and I go, and that's why if you don't accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you're going to split hell wide open. She's shaking her head no. And then I'm up there, and the Bible is the word of God, and in the beginning was God, and I just kept on going. I go, she's shaking her head now. And I'm thinking, I can't wait to talk to this woman after church. I'm going to let her have it, man. I can't wait. I get up after the service. I do an altar call. People respond. I get down there. It turns out that the lady who's there is a person of the church, Carlos's aunt. And I'm like, oh, I'm very happy to meet you. I put my hand out. Carlos goes, she doesn't speak English. That's right. What do you mean she doesn't speak English? She was shaking her head no. Yeah, she doesn't speak English, Dave. Bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. Watch that imagination. I'm your host, David Spoon, here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to talk about what Jesus talked about. How about the world doesn't like Jesus or his followers?
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Save time and money. Go to TrueCar.com and find out what others have paid for the vehicle you want. They have sold over a million cars. Save time, money, and never overpay. Shop TrueCar.com today.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
I was watching the news. Turns out home burglaries skyrocket around the holidays. It got me thinking. I'm traveling a lot for work, so what if that happened to my house? Worse yet, what if my family were home? My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I looked into home security. I checked all my options, and the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but their video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Vivint's amazing holiday deal is happening now through Sunday. Get up to $1,300 in security cameras and equipment on us. Plus, get installation in your first month of protection free. Call 1-800-908-5806. That's 800-908-5806. 800-908-5806.
Restrictions apply. Up to 60-month agreement. Service not available in Louisiana. See Vivint.com for details and license information.
Would you like to know how to become three times less likely to experience a home burglary? Mike Melton, president of Security Alarm Now, is here to tell us about that.
Statistics show that you're three times less likely to have your home broken into when monitored by a home security system. Right now, we're offering listeners a complete ADT security system free of charge when they call
1-888-888-888.
608-9146.
You only pay $99 for the installation, and the monitoring is only about a dollar a day.
That's really economical, especially when you're talking about the safety of your family. Are there any other offers for our listeners?
Yes, the next 20 people who call
1-888-608-9146
will receive a free upgraded two-way voice keypad, which in the event of an emergency allows you to talk to the ADT dispatcher through your keypad. It will also include a $100 Visa gift card.
Call 1-888-608-9146. That's 1-888-608-9146.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Over 34 years of integrity with God's love. We all want safety in life. Well, it should be most important when it comes to our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or any money we want to protect. Most people have lost some money in their retirement accounts due to stock market decline. But now in retirement, you can't afford to lose money again. And you won't with my product. It's like stock market growth without the risk of going backwards ever again due to stock market decline. And now get guaranteed interest growth, and anytime you want your money, you can start taking it out. Preferably over 59 and a half. Currently, the product is paying 14% guaranteed over the next 10 years. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. You pay no commission and you can't go backwards ever again due to stock market decline. Your retirement account is safe. Let's move it today. Love you all and God bless. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Have you ever noticed, RoboPaul, I'm not your normal radio guy?
I've noticed that once or twice.
Have you? All right. We did the weather, right? We did the traffic. I didn't tell people. Did I tell people I'd get a hold of us? Did I tell them to send an email or something? I can't remember. Did I say email?
You did, but we didn't tell them about the smartphone app.
Oh, good point. Okay, so folks who are out there and they're listening and you're like, you know, I'd like to listen to the show every once in a while, but I'm stuck in this place like work. No, I'm kidding. Or like you're somewhere like that. You know, we have a free app. There's a free app. Now, it's not a David Spoon app. Otherwise, it'd be shaped like a spoon, right? And that'd be a cool app, right? I could build one of those, but they ain't going to pay me for it, so I'm not doing it. So the bottom line to that is you can get a KPRZ app at the Google Play?
The iTunes Store or the Google Play market if you have Android.
Okay, so it's like the Google Market Play thing, whatever that is.
Yes.
You can get that, and that's free.
Google Play is what it's called.
So you can get that anytime. And with that app, can they? And then do they have an app for the website here for KPRZ too? I don't know what they got on that, but I know they got one for people to be able to listen live.
Yeah, you can listen to KPRZ 24 hours a day around the world.
Okay, and then at any time, if you want to hear a podcast, you can go to there's like 20 different places, but you can go to davidspoon.com or thejewishchristian.com and click on the thing that says podcast. Then you click on it. And then there's a picture of me saying, click here. And then right after I say it in the text, it goes, no, here. You know, it's a joke. And then you got to click on there, and then it takes you to the podcast. You always listen on podcasts as well. That's a good way to do it. This segment, wow, that was a little stutter. What was that little electronic thing? Did you hear that? It was like, it almost shocked me. It's shocking. Oh, that's a funny phone call we used to do, by the way. The shocking one. You ever done this funny phone call? You call them up and you go, hey, this is the phone service. Do me a favor. Whatever you do, don't answer the phone for the next 2 minutes. If you do, the person on the other side is going to receive a mild shock. Then you hang up. Then you call them back and then they answer the phone. They go, hello. You go, ah! You know, it's like, it's kind of funny. Yeah, that's right. I'm mature. Anyway, this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing, our good friend Eric Holloway. By the way, Ingrid's coming in for the next interview, so Eric's out. You're out, dude. Ingrid's in, so I can't wait to get a chance to meet her. 20 years of experience, active member in BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications. Wrong. They're licensed and bonded in the roofing classifications. That 40 different classifications has to do with all different classifications in all of construction, plus apparently Star Trek information as well. Or something like that. I don't know. Excalibur Roofing is who you want to talk to for residential and commercial help. They offer the best situation in every roof scenario. They don't do any cookie cutter stuff. That's not what they're up to. And then new roof construction, old roof replacements, repairs. It doesn't matter. One way or another, they're going to take care of you. The big thing is they have you covered in the context that they do estimates for free. Plus, you can just call them and talk to them. You can just call them and talk to them and say, hey, I'm not sure about my roof. The greatest thing Eric said that I can remember was you don't want to find out that you're having a problem with your roof by having your wall fall down and crush your TV. ExcaliburRoofing.com, that is the website, 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Looking forward to meeting Ingrid, and I think that's going to be really good stuff. So looking forward to a great 2014 with them, and that's going to be cool. What's going on over there, Paulie? Anything important? We got anything happening? What's going on? Is it calling to tell me my dog got out? Huh? Okay. Keep going on the segment then, right? Okay, keep going on the segment. Here you go, ladies and gentlemen. This is what it is. I've been wanting to do this one for a little while, so I hope people don't mind. I hope you don't mind. I can't sing a song. John chapter 7, verse 7. That is the text we're using. I want you to listen to what I'm going to say. You might not like it. You might like it. I don't know. I can't help you either way. John chapter 7, verse 7 says this. The world cannot hate you. This is Jesus talking to his brothers. Okay? Now listen to this. Okay. Jesus talking to... Wait, hold on. Let me hold up here. Wants to respond to your claim that you have an anger problem, says you have a math problem. I know what he's talking about. He's talking about the 6 inches and the 12 inches on the wood tree. Is that what he's talking about? That's what he's talking about. Bring him on the... I know that's what he's talking about. All right, get ready. If he's really mean, we'll find out fast. What's going on, Mike?
Pastor Spoon, how you doing today?
Good. Did you catch? I didn't get to make that correction on the 6-inch and the 12-inch logs. Is that what you're calling on?
Well, I heard you give a dimension of your tree, and way over the width of it was way past your door size, and I heard you saying, well, you all think I probably have an anger problem, but you don't. You have a math problem, brother.
I got so many problems. Math is the least of them. I got a bazillion of them. Go ahead.
You maybe want to check it next year. It'll save you all that hassle.
Did you hear? Listen to this, Mike. Did you hear when I first told the story last year, I said that it was 6-inch allotments that I broke it up in. And then this year, when I told it earlier in the week, I said it was 12-inch allotments. And that just tells you the difference between 13 months. Somehow you lose height. Or you gain height. I can't figure it out. I think it's age. What do you think?
Well, I'm here to tell you it's all about the age thing. I know this.
That's a personal experience, huh? You know what's going on, don't you? That's so funny. And then it was 18 feet this year. I think last year it was like 14 feet.
Well, you're getting a little off there, brother. You got to go back too. Brother.
You know what I forgot to tell everybody is the door to the condo was really thin. That's the part I never told people, is that it wasn't a regular door into a condo. It was one of those really thin ones where you're going to get your couch in. Never. You have to assemble it inside.
Hey, I have to give this to you, Pastor Spoon. Most ding-dongs would have cut the door open wider.
I didn't even think of that. I needed a chainsaw. Excellent.
Have a blessed day, brother.
All right, God bless you, Mike. That was funny. I had to take it because he calls in and you're trying to explain it, which was great. But then I realized when I told this story last week, I told different dimensions. And I think it's just my dimension disability. That means I'm mathly challenged.
Your dementia?
I didn't say that on purpose, but now that you said that, yes, I'll go with that one. All right. We're going to break early, come back. I'm going to do this DDD. It's with Jesus, and he's talking to his brothers, and he talks about how the world hates him. I'm going to get into it because it's kind of fascinating. Plus, we have a sound clip that goes with it that makes no sense, but that's fun, too. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back, going to our DDD at John 7-7.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
My name is Frank St. John. I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12th, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today to share my testimony with them.
My name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery San Diego is a ministry of the Rock Church. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step recovery process. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Genesis Recovery San Diego, setting captives free in Jesus' name.
From the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial and Jonathan During. 2013 has been a long year, and the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial hopes that this holiday season brings comfort and joy and time to share with family and friends. Merry Christmas from Jonathan During and the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial. To learn more about the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial, call them at 858-455-5227 and ask for Ruth. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
This Christmas season, as you're making your list and checking it twice, please remember your favorite ministry. If they bless you on a daily basis, please give a year-end gift. Your generosity will help ensure they will be able to continue to bless San Diego and the world. You can go to KPRZ.com to find information on how to reach your inspirational friends. From all of the ministries and your friends at KPRZ, may you and your families be richly blessed as we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
This is James Fazio, Dean of Biblical Studies at Southern California Seminary, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Southern California Seminary has been equipping pastors and ministry leaders right here in San Diego for over 67 years. We are excited for what the Lord has done and will continue to do through our students in the years to come. On behalf of the faculty and student body of Southern California Seminary, we pray for God's best for you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome. Hello? Hello? Oh, I'm sorry. It totally went blank on me just now. Wow. Hey, you know what I like about our equipment? It's updated. I like that too. By the way, give me that rotary phone so I can call the pizza place. And then I can push the button. Oh, can't push the button. Anyway, that was kind of weird, Pauly. I don't know what happened. It just literally died on us, huh?
Your guess is as good as mine.
I say six. It's your turn.
Blue.
Okay, yours is better. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I'm hearing all kinds of weird noises, so I'm thinking there's a mouse in there. That's what I'm going with. What do you think? Thrivent Financial is sponsoring this section of our show right here. Mr. Jonathan During, from the La Jolla Gateway team. Let's talk about what they're doing. Thrivent, a faith-based membership organization. And here's what they do. Here's their passion. They give the points, do the talking points. You know what they have a passion for? They help people make money with their money. They do that. That's not what we're talking about. What they do that's really awesome is they help churches, not just older churches, not just like middle-aged, but young churches, pull it together and teach them how to do prep for money, how to think long-term in their financial planning. Now, look, the Lord can come back a lot sooner than any of you and you think, more in a different time frame than I think. He'll return when he wants. Until he comes, we occupy. Okay? You live as though the Lord is coming back in the next hour. You live as though he's not coming back for 100 years. I mean, you do it. You do both. It's not even that complex. You know if the theology is wrong, he'll come back right away. you'll know if it's incorrect in a different direction. It'll be a lot longer. In the meantime, then plan for the future. Do the best you can and recognize, hey, if the Lord wants to interrupt that plan, that's okay. Well, Thrivent helps you do that as a church. And as individuals, they put together College Matter seminars. They put together estate strategy seminars. They teach you to go from a me to a we attitude. Remember, it's our Father in heaven, not my Father in heaven. Ooh, bringing in the spiritual on that one, are you? Uh-huh. So it's more than money matters. It's how to do that kind of a planning. And they do that for free. And if they give you a whole seminar and your church doesn't sign up with them, they don't come back and give you a bill. They say, well, use the knowledge the best way you can to advance the kingdom of God. I love that. You can call Ruth or you can call the team, the La Jolla Gateway team. Ruth is the person you initially talked to, 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227 if you want to get your church a free seminar on finances. And they're not going to charge you anything. They work the whole thing out. Great deal, great opportunity. We certainly support that mindset, don't we? Yep, we do. Okay. Should I do my D? I got to do my DDD. I'm so far behind. Hey, there's my collar. Okay. You get it? Okay, forget it. John chapter 7, verse 7. The world cannot hate you, Jesus told his brothers, but it does hate me because I testify about it that its deeds are evil. Uh-oh. You know this DDD right here. There's going to be trouble coming right here. Trouble's coming right here, River City. That was me taking a drink right there so that I can have more liquidy in my throat so I don't sound like this, so it's not so gravelly. John chapter 7, verse 7, again, the world cannot hate you, but it does hate me, Jesus said, because I testify about it that its deeds are evil. The world hates Jesus. You know all this, oh, world peace, love this, whatever. Luke chapter 2, verse 14, nice misapplication of the scripture. It's not peace from men to men, it's peace from God to man. I wish people would stop messing that up. They're messing up the real message of Christmas. It's peace between God and men through Jesus Christ. Stop trying to change the meaning. Stop trying to do it. And it's actually, I think it's Luke 2:14 and then 2:17. So just pick one of those and look. Here's the deal. The world hates Jesus and the world hates Christians too, or anybody affiliated with Jesus, by the way. And for those who do not grasp this truth, that the world hates Jesus. Did you hear what I said? Oh, it's peace and love, and it's rock and roll and flowers. No, it's not. That was the 60s, and that's when everybody was doing drugs, okay? It's Jesus is the point where you turn left or right. You either go in or you go out. You either go towards the Lord or away from the Lord. That stepping spot, that cornerstone is Jesus Christ. I mean, the idea that he brings peace to everyone. Have you read Matthew 10:38? I've not come to bring peace, but a sword. Have you even read it? Well, he doesn't just say that there. You're right. He says it in about 25 other places, too. Let's just go back to this. The world hates Jesus. And for those who do not grasp this truth, many of those, by the way, are Sinos. Remember what I just told you what a Sino is? Christian in name only. There's this little doodad. James chapter 4, verse 4. Oh, people aren't going to like this. Yeah, you can't be quoting James, Dave. Okay. James chapter 4, verse 4. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred towards God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Wow. Okie dokie. Well, why is this? Why does the world hate Jesus? Why is there such a tension there? Jesus says, I testify about it, that its deeds are evil. Jesus has an animosity-style relationship with the world and the worldly system and the worldly people because Jesus tells it the way it is. You know what he does? He testifies. That's what he does. He testifies. Get ready for that sound. He testifies. The world's deeds, acceptabilities, moralities, righteousness, and wisdom are evil. their real evil beyond Dr. Evil evil.
Mr. Evil. Dr. Evil. I didn't spend 6 years in evil medical school to be called Mr. Thank you very much.
That's right. See, Dr. Evil is actually evil, but the world's deeds are genuinely evil. Their acceptabilities are genuinely evil. The moralities are genuinely evil. The righteousness and the wisdom of the world, they're evil. And Jesus said, the world cannot hate you, but it does hate me because I testify about it that its deeds are evil. This is why the so-called ministers of grievances, the charlatans and the false prophets who are looking for prophets, but not spiritual prophets, this is why they don't get it. This is why they don't get the gospel. This is why they don't get Jesus Christ. This is why what they do is they try and make social issues their gospel. Well, Jesus didn't do that. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. Here's what Jesus is telling you. I told the world what it does is evil. The world hates me. That's the fact. And if you don't understand that, you need to learn what that distinction is. Jesus is our example. So let's follow Jesus and testify, not crucify. No violence. We don't promote violence. That's the most absurd thing in the world. Jesus made the case by telling the truth, not by having a better argument or being a better arguer, but by telling the truth. The world cannot hate you, but it does hate me, Jesus said, because I testify about it that its deeds are evil. The world's deeds, acceptabilities, moralities, righteousness, and wisdom are evil. That's a fact. And the Cenos don't get it. The charlatans don't get it. The false prophets don't get it. But it's what Jesus taught. So you can look at that a couple of different ways. It's like, Dave, come on, it's the day after Christmas. Every day for the Christian involves Christmas and resurrection, and Easter in that sense. Every day. And oh, by the way, before you get all Christmas, the most important of all. That's why the Gospels, there's two references to the birth of Christ, but four resurrection stories. Okay, I'm just pointing that out. I'm not trying to give anybody a hard time. But the bottom line is, we need to testify that the deeds are evil. You can't escape that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about false prophets and charlatans. Jesse Jackson in the news. We've come a long, long
way together. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.